May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when I listen to the voices, those voices from our congregation, recorded actually a year ago, and I think of the story that they're telling, it began to make me wonder, what's the characters in this passion story have to tell me about what it is to be a follower of Jesus today. And as I've been reading through, particularly the passion from Mark with some of the people who have joined me in the Lent course, I realise that there are all kinds of characters who are sort of whirling like planets in motion all around that stable centre of the character of Jesus, who proceeds on his way with determination and courage. And as I look at those characters all swirling around this central character of Jesus, it's actually really difficult to actually determine what is the difference between those who have followed Jesus and those who are not. When I look at them, I'm not sure that the followers of Jesus in this passion story are particularly brave or unselfish or righteous or even really very good. And that comforts me, because truth to tell, I personally am not particularly brave or unselfish or righteous or actually very good either. Now, you might think, of course you are, you have to be a priest. Actually, no, that's not true. That's not why I'm a priest. That's not why I became a priest. You might think, oh yeah, that's just false humility. If you're thinking that, all that means is you don't know me very well. No, I didn't become a Christian in the first place. I didn't embrace the faith because I am brave or unselfish or righteous or good. In fact, just the opposite. It's because I wasn't any of those things that I knew I needed God. And it's not because I'm any of those things that I became a priest. Became a priest because I came to the conclusion, and it's still as strong today, that we're all in trouble unless we depend on the grace and mercy and forgiveness and compassionate love of God. That's why I'm a priest, to tell that story. So if it's not that they are, if that doesn't distinguish the followers of Jesus, that they're brave and unselfish and righteous and good, what is it? And as I gazed back at the story again, I saw two things. One was that distinguishes the followers from the other people in the story is this, that the followers of Jesus love him. They love him. They're not particularly good, righteous, brave, or unselfish, but they love him. There is something about Jesus that they love. Now, I find that comforting too, because that's how I feel about Jesus as well. I love him. I'm not a very good follower, but there's something about Jesus that I love. I mean, there's plenty about Jesus that frankly I find puzzling and even offensive, to be truthful at times, as I read my Bible. I mean, why do you have to spit in someone's eye if you're going to pray for healing for them? What's that about? Why would you curse a fig tree because it's not bearing fruit and it's not even the season for figs? I mean, Jesus does weird stuff, and sometimes it's kind of offensive. Doesn't make any difference. When I see the whole story and character of Jesus poured out in the pages of the Bible, I love him. There's another distinguishing factor as well that makes a difference between those who follow him and those who don't, is that the followers of Jesus in the Passion story are teachable. They're willing to learn. They're willing to learn about their own flaws, and they're willing to learn from their mistakes. I find that encouraging too, because I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn about those things, about my own flaws, trying to learn from my mistakes. So maybe I am a follower of Jesus. That's good, but not because I'm good. Because I love him and I'm willing to learn. I wonder how it is for you, listening to this today, whether you feel that you are a follower of Jesus. You say this: do you love him? Or do you love him? Is there something about him that you love? Are you willing to? If so, then yes, you are. And with me, we can follow together in our own very flawed and fragile way. I wonder, though, let me leave you with these thoughts. First of all, I ask this: what is it about Jesus that you love, though? What is it? Can you name it? Do you know what it is? Something to ponder. What is it that you love about Jesus? And secondly, what is it that God's trying to teach you at the moment?